This satisfied Pan Chow, having sent for the king of Shanshan, showed him the head of the barbarian envoy. The whole kingdom was seized with fear and trembling, which Pan Chow took steps to allay by issuing a public proclamation. Then, taking the king's sons as hostage, he returned to make his report to his emperor.
"We cannot enter into alliance with neighboring princes until we are acquainted with their designs. We are not fit to lead an army on the march unless we are familiar with the face of the country, its mountains and forests, its pitfalls and precipices, its marshes and swamps. We shall be unable to turn natural advantages to account unless we make use of local guides. To ignore any one of the following 4 or 5 principles does not befit a warlike prince. When a warlike prince attacks a powerful state, his generalship shows itself in preventing the concentration of the enemy's forces. He overawes his opponents, and their allies are prevented from joining against him. Hence, he does not strive to ally himself with all and sundry, nor does he foster the power of other states. He carries out his own secret designs, keeping his antagonists in awe."
"He can afford to reject entangling alliances and simply pursue his own secret designs. His prestige enables him to dispense with external friendships."
"Thus he is able to capture their cities and overthrow their kingdoms. Bestow rewards without regard to rule, issue orders without regard to previous arrangements, and you will be able to handle a whole army as though you had to do with but a single man."
"Give instructions only on sighting the enemy. Give rewards when you see deserving deeds. The final instructions you give to your army should not correspond with those that have been previously posted up. Not only is there danger in letting your plans be known, but war often necessitates the entire reversal of them at the last moment."
"Confront your soldiers with the deed itself. Never let them know your design. When the outlook is bright, bring it before their eyes, but tell them nothing when the situation is gloomy. Place your army in deadly peril, and it will survive. Plunge it into desperate straits, and it will come off in safety."
These words of Sun Tzu were once quoted by Han Sin in explanation of the tactics he employed in one of his most brilliant battles. He was sent against the army of Chao and halted 10 miles from the mouth of a narrow pass where the enemy had mustered in full force. Here, at midnight, he detached a body of 2,000 light cavalry, every man of which was furnished with a red flag. Their instructions were to make their way through narrow defiles and keep a secret watch on the enemy.